Today is Friday, January 24th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Oh my gosh, you guys, I just realized, so we've been going back and forth on the whole date for the Pride 48 New Orleans, and I keep telling you guys on this show that, oh, we're so close to getting the dates. And when I say we've been going back and forth, I mean I've been texting Joey, calling Joey, emailing Joey. Joey has been talking to the hotel, supposedly. And anyway, we've been going back and forth on dates, and we're trying to get a signed contract. But anyway, I really want to announce it so that everyone who needs to buy plane tickets and do all that, because let's see, February, March, April, May, June, July. I mean, normally you would look at plane tickets about 6 months in advance, or that's the, well, maybe it's not the conventional wisdom at all, but I think it's kind of the conventional wisdom that, like, when you're going to be traveling, you look like 6 months in advance or something. Maybe it's three. I don't know. But there was a certain amount that you were, you know, that I've heard that you're supposed to do to get like the cheapest rates. And I know we have a couple of people who are out of the country. And, you know, I want to get them dates as soon as possible. And, you know, normally we do it in August, and it's looking like it's going to shape up that it's going to be in August. I can't give any official dates, but I mean, it's looking like, you know, it'll be sometime in August, but we've been doing that. But anyway, I had been emailing the suits, and I had told them, hey guys, are you guys all right with the last Sunday of January to have a meeting, and we'll possibly do a state of the station to announce dates? And they all said yes. And then I forgot to send the invite. And now we're on Friday. And yeah, we need to be having it on Sunday. So we're still going to have it, I hope. But I'm going to send out the invite tonight, and hopefully they will all accept and all will be good. But yeah, we'll see how that goes. I may not get all of them in the same room, but if I can get a few of them, you know, we can at least do what we need to do. And my hope is, I'm not making any announcements here, but my hope is we can announce dates by the end of next week. Or actually, let me just look at a calendar here. Yeah, Friday of next week is the 31st. So it would be great if we could announce dates by then, but I would love to announce even before that. All I need is like a document from the hotel that I can sign and send them a little bit of money, and then we can make the announcement. So there's that. Other than that, I got back from my haircut on Wednesday. I worked yesterday. I worked today. Nothing really exciting happened. My aunt is over there because my uncle is in Africa with my stepdad. So they're on the mission trip together. And I went over because I had to return the car, and mom had said, oh, they didn't know if they wanted to get out because there was ice, and there was no ice. But, you know, my mom's 70 now, and she's just, I don't know, she's getting a little bit more cautious about things. And I guess that's just something that you get used to as you get older and your parents get older. But I'm not used to her saying things like, oh, I'm not sure if I should get out. I might slip and fall. I mean, that's just not, I don't think I've ever heard that from my mom. So it, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, she really is getting older, you know. And like last year, Steve was talking about what kind of traveling they were going to do in the future. He said, oh, I don't know if we'll ever do any long cruises or European trips anymore, because your mom may not be able to stand the long flights because of her stomach and her back. So I'm just like, oh, they're getting old. Well, mainly mom, because Steve still like jogs every day and like does. I mean, he, you know, his Alzheimer's runs in his family, so he'll be perfectly physically healthy and be able to, like, you know, jog and run and do whatever he needs to do, build things, but he won't remember anything. And he is deaf. I mean, well, he's deaf in one ear, so, you know, but he's been that way for years and years and years. I mean, even when he met my mom, because he damaged his ear, I don't know, he had some infection when he was on a European trip with, I don't know. Anyway, I'm just going way out. So I don't know why I want to talk about this, but I have a new internet crush. And I just want to talk about this briefly because For those of you who've known me for a long time, you know, I kind of have a thing for British boys. And someone I follow on Twitter posted this YouTube video at some point, and I started looking up all these videos, and so I'm just going to play a little bit of this YouTube video. So here we go. If I can find the play button.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of All the Boys I've Ever Loved Part... I'm not sure, but I do know that it is a holiday romance special, because despite being dreadful at regular romances, I'm very good at holiday romances. Why is that? Let's explore further. But before we do, make sure you like, subscribe, and turn on notifications. And if you'd like to help me continue creating content for the Pop and Ollie YouTube channel, you can support me by becoming a Pop and Ollie Patreon. You'll get cool rewards.
Anyway, just listening to his voice, I mean, that is the cutest voice I think I've ever heard in my life. And the British accent, I love a British accent. And that accent is, I don't know, I really like that accent. And then you have to go look at him because he's got like the best skin, the cutest eyes, his hair's cute, his lips are cute, like everything about it. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say probably the cutest YouTuber I've seen in a long time. So anyway, if you look for Pop in Ollie, Pop in Ollie, PopinOlly. And the funny thing is, you know, he's not a typical like gay YouTuber. There's nothing sexual. There's nothing. It's all very innocent. In fact, he draws and illustrates and writes children's books. And his whole thing is he's trying to like get all these books that are pro LGBT and LGBTQ into primary schools and into like elementary schools in the UK. And so I don't even know, but he came up on my YouTube feed on my Twitter feed, because I don't know. I think there's a podcast or something that I follow called A Gay and a Non-Gay or something. I don't know. Anyway, they retweeted something from him a month ago or something like that. And I started watching YouTube. And a lot of his YouTube videos are cartoons. They're like illustrations and animations that he's done. But he does have some that are actually him as well. And he wears these little cat ears. I don't know. He's probably like, and I don't even know how old he is. He looks very young. And, he can't be, because some of his videos, he's talking about relationships he's had. Like the video that I was just playing, he was talking about a relationship that he had like 10 years ago or something. Or like someone he had a crush on or something for 2 weeks when he was on holiday or whatever. But, so he's got to be at least, I would say, in his, mid to late 20s. Because I would imagine he was, 16, 17, 18 when he was going on holiday and meeting guys, at least, maybe older. So I don't know how old he is, but he looks super young. So I feel a little bit creepy because I'm like 41. But anyway, there you go. So I just want to, for any of you other creepy folks that want to go on YouTube and see a really cute, like adorable, like YouTuber from England, you can go and look for Poppin' Ollie, and maybe I'll put a link in my show notes. I don't even know why I wanted to say that on the show, but I just, something came up in Twitter today and I saw that he had a new video. So I went and watched it. And I'm like, why am I watching these? Like, these are not even geared towards me at all. Like, I can imagine, like, if you're watching Tom Daly, Tom Daly is like a gay kind of icon sort of person who, does more of a vlog that's geared towards, other adult people, not necessarily, but this guy, his stuff is geared a lot towards children. So I don't really know why, but I mean, I don't know. It's all very innocent is all I'm saying. And he writes children's books. So there you go. All right. So what else happened? I'm trying to think. So I have been watching. So Baron Frosty he has started a new YouTube channel, and he's going to be doing crafts, I guess. He's been doing resin stuff. And he's going to build some kind of or make some kind of resin pyramid. I don't know. So I think I subscribed to his channel. But anyway, I was like, oh, that reminds me. There was one time when I really wanted to be like a YouTube star. And and I was thinking, I have no time for that, but I would love it. I would love it if I could just quit my job and do audio and video podcasting. Although I think I would have to get like a facelift or something. Because like if you look at this guy on here, and it's not even that he has that many views, because he doesn't get that many views. He does have, you know, his 15,000 subscribers, which is really not a lot. So I don't think he's making a lot of money off the actual videos. I think he lectures and, you know, makes money from selling his children's books and other things. But anyway, but he's got like the perfect skin and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, what am I got? You know, I'm going to go on YouTube and my face is going to scare people. So I do have a beauty light, though. I do have one of those ring lights, and I'm looking at this video and I can see that he's using a ring light because I can see the ring on his pupils, like on his eyes. So anyway, I've been watching these Baron Frosty videos, and he was showing his studio setup and all that kind of stuff, and I got jealous. I was like, oh, I wish I was doing that, but I just have no time. Like, I just doing this audio takes half an hour to 45 minutes every day for me to come in and record this and edit it and post it. And I love doing it, but video, even for like a 5 to 10 minute video, the editing of that is, you know, well, it depends on how good you want it to be, but you can do hours just on a 5 or 10 minute video. And plus you've got to get the lighting right and the camera and all that kind of stuff. But if I had more time, I would really love to do it. I don't know. Maybe at some point I'll just record myself. I'll just video myself recording this podcast and throw it up on YouTube. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just getting YouTube envy, I think. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.